This is Ted Kennedy. The highway bill deserved to pass because the president vetoed the bill for the wrong reasons. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Congress and the president have just been through a bruising and unnecessary confrontation on the veto of the highway bill. On the merits, the legislation passed muster. Cry pork all you want, Bob, but you're only crying wolf because the bill clearly came within the budget target. Your own Republican colleague from Idaho led the effort to override the veto, rebutting White House arguments like Roger Clemens mowing down the Little League. The bill was vetoed because it happened to be on the president's desk when he needed a fight with Congress to prove that he is still president. A major highway bill of vast importance to the nation should not be lost because the president's foreign policy collapsed around him, and fortunately, it wasn't.
Ted, the president caught you exceeding the spending limit. Unfortunately, your pork barrel express was going so fast, even a brick wall couldn't stop it. But the taxpayers, they're the ones who will be paying for your $88 billion highway bill, know that President Reagan was fighting for them. They know the president's veto was sustained by the Senate, fair and square, but that a slick procedural maneuver by the Democrats forced a re-vote and gave your leadership time to work over the lone Democrat who voted with the president. And the scheme worked, and the vote was changed. Ted, the president's no lame duck. He ran all the way up to Capitol Hill to battle the big spenders. Just wait till he gets his hands on your tax and tax budget. No doubt about it, Ronald Reagan is still the people's choice. This is Senator Bob Dole. The communists on our doorstep escalate their attack on democracy, and an American pays with his life. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.